I just love you so
Love
much.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Really?
And then they put Pop Rocks on top.
Oh, shut up.
And then they put a little bit of like a mixed liqueur.
Oh.
And so this one that they were doing that night was a margarita.
Just stare at it.
You just slurp it up, almost kind of like
it's a little oyster spoon.
Yeah.
Oyster shooter.
Oyster shooter. So it's an oyster shooter, but in a miso soup spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And you just suck it up, and it's.
You're trashed.
Well, it's the
because
texture.
I saw those though on TV. Don't they do something with the alcohol?
Well,
they aerate it and it does pack
your punch.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cray cray.
And
oh my
the
Lord.
Just the texture of it all is really, really interesting. If you like gummy bears or bobo tea.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like that. And so they have a couple different drinks. They actually have another drink that you can vape on.
I've seen that.
Yeah. So there's all these fun things in downtown Tucson that you guys can check out. That came here.
Wow.
Saturday day, we just hung out. And then Saturday night, we went to an amazing restaurant called Wild Garlic Grill.
Oh.
Sounds
like a stinking rose.
Yeah.
Garlic.
Oh, everything has garlic in it.
Yeah.
Boiled garlic, roasted garlic.
Nice.
So if you are a garlic lover, go check out Wild Garlic Grill over on 1st and Grant. It's at the Old Sherry's Drive-In.
Wow.
You remember that Old Sherry's Drive-In?
No.
No?
No.
I love how
Bellstar,
I go, do you remember the Old Sherry's Drive-In? She nods and says no.
Yeah, shaking my head yes.
Yes.
No.
And I'm like,
yeah. And he's like, oh.
Good times. We sent my bestie back home on Sunday. And
bye, bestie.
Bye, bestie. Until next time.
Yeah, let's see this tattoo. Where is it?
Yeah.
It's on the leg.
On the leg. And it's very itchy today.
Wow. Here it goes. Where's the drum roll? Oh, we had it. Nope. That's that thing. Oh,
here's the drum roll. So you can't really, I mean. It's,
oh,
I've
wow.
Got,
you've got duct tape all
I
over.
I do. It's got, I have this.
That's an image, folks.
Protective.
Saran
skin on it, and it started to come off, and so I had to put duct tape on it. But
that's
I'm redoing it today.
Some serious fun taking the duct tape off.
Itchy.
Yeah, itchy.
But
why didn't
it turned out
off?
Really good.
Why are you duct tape? Are you going to fall off? Did they cut your leg off? They cut your leg off. And
well,
your
just
leg
to keep the
saran
wrap. And it's got all its little medicine on it. The
forgot how long you have to keep that stuff on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually going on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today, I really actually could take it off. It's 4 days today.
Oh, okay.
So
you could. Today could be the day.
Today could be the day.
So we might not have to retape.
No retaping. So what did I miss last week? I know we were. I didn't even get to tune in. It was such a busy morning.
I know. I didn't even see you guys. You were probably sleeping in because you were partying out late at night.
We did have a couple margaritas at Guadalajara. So.
Yeah. Well, my God. And if you have one, you're good.
Yeah.
You're having a couple.
One Cadillac margarita is about enough that you need.
That's about cray-cray.
So.
Last week, seriously, I talked about South Carolina is now for hemp. We've got a hemp bird going on in South Carolina.
Right,
I played some videos that I like. I played I love the new video. All these things make me cry. I'm such a baby. And then I played some of Dr. Lester Grinspoon's Clearing the Smoke. I really like that movie.
That one is an excellent.
That's particularly poignant for patients. Ooh, alliteration. I did learn something in school.
right.
Alliteration.
Well,
you're saying big words like particular.
Particular.
That's Jack.
Do you have the first one of those?
We do. But I thought.
Because I wanted to compare and see what information was added. And what me and Bell are talking about is Time Life has an excellent
special edition
dedicated fully. To marijuana going mainstream.
Marijuana goes mainstream, a booming business, your brain on pot, and legalization marches on by Bruce Barcott. Now, what I love is the one picture they show of Nancy Reagan just saying no campaign, they're all in green. So maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah,
maybe,
isn't it?
There's
an underlying.
Our government is tricky like that.
Am I mad?
You are.
I'm afraid all of us are. The rest of us are mad.
That's true.
Anyway, this is great. You know, it's like I love the fact that Walmart has organic food. I love that Costco has organic food at Safeway and Price because they just, and it's the same concept.
Time magazine is now embracing marijuana. They're bringing it mainstream,
mm-hmm.
and this is exactly what we need. And they've got, you know...
Well, the education in this magazine that gets it out to people for such a small price. I mean, you're getting little niblets of what's going on in the world right now with marijuana. And there are so many aspects and facets to this plant and where this plant can actually take us, you know. We've been using it for thousands and thousands of years. Our ancestors have used it for thousands and thousands of years.
And
we're now getting to reap the benefits of what it truly means to use cannabis in its actual form that it was meant to be used for.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the information and education that's going out there actually opens the brains and minds up of many different people. They're allowing funding to happen, different political parties to change their minds, different scientists who normally not studied something like this now get a chance to because of, you know, like it said, funding or anything has switched to a different mindset. So it's really exciting because I know Belle and I keep up with a lot of the marijuana news and headlines and science and things like that that are always coming about. And we have many friends that are deeply invested and in rooted into this for this plant that are scientists, doctors, lawyers that know and believe that this plant has something to offer the world.
It totally does. And it has been, like you said, for thousands and thousands
mm-hmm.
of years. If you're checking out the Time magazine with us, the special edition, just go to the very back page and flip it open. Follow along if you can. The inside of the back page is completely black, which is my favorite color. That's not what we're looking at though.
On a side note.
Where is it? There we go. Pot culture, it says. We're going to just read up a little bit. A sampling of how marijuana's presence has been felt and heard and laughed about throughout the past 50 years. I love it. Bob Dylan, 1966, Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. Everybody must get stoned. Dylan declared in his Blonde on Blonde classic, though some have suggested it was a reference to the biblical punishment. Many fans took Dylan's at the less punitive meaning of the words. Everybody must get stoned. All right. That was 1966. 1968 to 1973, Laffin, along with its siblings in Sedition, the Smothers Brothers, this NBC sketch comedy series was thoroughly steeped in the counterculture with dog whistle jokes about, quote, T and Nix's, quote, marijuana spelling with an A.
Juana.
Oh, my Lord. And this is fantastic. Cheech and Chong to 1971 to present. They're still at it. The performers Keith Moran and Tommy Chong with their comedy albums and movies, including Up in Smoke, 1978, effectively created the stoner comedy genre, moving jokes about pop from subtext to actual sex.
Mm.
All right. That's fantastic. That's their bird.
Yeah.
All right. 1975. Peter Tosh legalized it. This reggae anthem by a former member of Bob Marley, Wailers, brought a frank political consciousness to discussion of pot. Doctors smoke it, nurses smoke it. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
1998 to 2006, That 70s Show. I didn't love that. Pot frequently fueled the jinx as characters passed the joint around, chatting about nothing. The joint was never seen. This was, after all, network TV.
So it's different now. Adding into this pop culture, just in the last couple, well, actually the last 3 years, I don't know if anyone's familiar with Two Broke Girls.
Mm-hmm.
They actually get to pass the joint around.
We are Two Broke Girls.
We actually see them pass the joint. So now it's so comfortable that it can be shown on media, and so these are like
you got grandma's ripping bong hits.
It's exactly YouTube. Now that it's on YouTube,
it's real. Just kidding.
And Bella, and that's the fascinating part about this whole thing is, you know, a magazine comes out, or Time Life, National Geographic also has, you know, a really nice cannabis dedicated magazine to it. National Geographic, Time Life, people on TV, when people are reflected to and said it's okay to do this, then there's in the mind, in our little monkey mind, it goes, oh,
wow.
Well, that's a horse of a different color, you know, well, and it's kind of different. It changes it for them. For them.
Oh, my God.
It has
I had
to
that
be for them.
Up right now for Wizard of Oz. All right. I know it. Oh, one of those. I don't know what's in here. It's a blend, but it's
a good blend.
It's a good one.
So, following up on the 70s show, just look for other pop culture TV.
Again, Half-Baked. Co-writer and star Dave Chappelle was head of his time with this slacker picaresque. He went on to create Chappelle's Show, whose delirious frankness about drugs taught a generation of viewers new lingo. And speaking of new lingo, we will discuss some new lingo later. I've got an article
for you,
folks.
One of those things, and that the pot humor, I think there needs, because of this feeling of we not knowing as much as we need to know about this plant, that's that high where we've always talked about that high and different perceptions of what high is, and then how people write it out in script or books or magazines or in a TV show or in a movie. You know, it showed that a lot of the times they would get stoned and then they would fly through the air and like
sometimes you can feel light, like floaty, airy, loose, relaxed. That's that really super relaxed feeling. I tell people, even when they're using hemp, it's really funny. Speaking of the Wizard of Oz.
This is great.
Because people come in and they have arthritis and they can't move their hands. And I say, you know, why don't we try, I have a sample of hemp lotion. Let's check. Well, what's it going to do? I say, well, you know, in the Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man, when he's standing there in the forest, and they see his oil can. And all of a sudden they start squirting little places around on his joints. Where is it? And all of a sudden he can move, and he's like, oil can. It's like his best friend. He's might as well be saying, best friend, hemp oil. See how that did? Oil can to
so
hemp
good.
Oil.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And pretty soon you're like, wow, I can move. This is fantastic. And they're like, let's go play baseball. Get it later. And they're out. So it's just like that.
It is.
2001 Afro Man, because I got high.
Oh.
This novelty hits protagonist misses endless opportunities due to his altered states of mind, and yet it's chilled out recounting of melodramatic events of a lost love, a run-in with the cops, put a fun spin on it all. Because I got high.
I remember that.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Oh.
You know what? I don't know that I ever saw that, but I myself am doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roland. Road trip 95. That's some nasty good stuff. Cheech and Chong for a new generation. Cheech and Chong for a new generation. This surprise donor hit presented Asian American actors John Cho and Cal Penn as leading men outside the longstanding nerd stereotype. Oh, and here's our favorite. This is it. 2005 to 2012 standing ovation.
Yes.
For Nancy Botwin and Reed.
Now, that show was on
Showtime. Okay, I thought it was HBO, but Showtime.
Well, I mean, it was a special show. Yeah, special channel. You had to pay for it. So, therefore, being able to get to do what they got to do.
And they did it. Mary Louise Parker won a Golden Globe for her performance as an unlikely drug lord, a California widow taking advantage of her neighbor's desire to escape their own heads. Nancy.
So funny. That was actually one of my favorite TV series.
We should. Maybe not during business hours. But we need to run it again. And speaking of business hours, we have not even mentioned Tumbleweed Town Center. They have gone pretty great. Just come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, or easier, check out Tumbleweed Town Center. .com. Back to the love of Nancy Botwin Weed. She's just fantastical.
She is.
She is.
She makes it look so easy.
And makes it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 2014, the present, Broad City. Abby and Lana.
in their freewheeling meander through a funhouse New York City may well be customers of the affectionate dealer centering high maintenance 2012 to present a series that treats Brooklyn pot smokers as an accidental community. Could you imagine? Oh, I would love to do TM deliveries on bikes. All right, whatever.
Those girls are hilarious. That's another great show. I mean, definitely millennials at this time using cannabis.
Oh, that's scary. You know, that's scary.
Well, I mean,
well, you know,
31 and 32
are for millennials. It's like coke for the, you know, 70s.
Right.
Thing, you know, they go for the extreme. The
yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like, no one, you know,
they don't show that much on there. They're not. I definitely think
they
the
were herbers on weed. You know, they were definitely into the herbs.
Yes.
The green.
And they're what? I don't even. I think the closest they got into some heavy things was edibles.
Oh yeah.
And I'm speaking lightly. I mean, it's really.
Yeah.
That's the heaviest thing they got into, and everyone. I mean, it's the brownest.
Oh,
and
I love
when
she discovered she wasn't getting the good shit. She was fine
so
and merch.
Funny. Well, why didn't you say something?
Why didn't you say something? Oh my God, that's fantastic. Oh, don't make us alive. Okay. 2016 to present, Atlanta. Donald Glover's weed powered FX comedy series is loopy, but also depicts the pitfalls of extra legal use. Zazie Betts' character, Van, tries to cheat a drug test to keep her job and ends up getting fired. Atlanta. Nor have I. 2016, Rihanna James Joint, the queen of bops and blunts, has incorporated the herb as both hobby and status symbol. When not pulling from a bedazzled flask at the Grammy, she makes her MO plain here. I'd rather be smoking weed.
Well done. And you know, I think when you think of society and how we've used alcohol as that social lubricant, you know, we also need to look at how other people, and just like some people like Brussels sprouts, not everybody likes Brussels sprouts.
I really don't. Don't bring Brussels sprouts.
You know, I love Brussels sprouts.
I'm tensing up Brussels sprouts. You're smiling. I'm
smiling. Cabbage.
Say something. Oh, God. This
no.
Is like Hot Fudge Sunday.
See, and
Hot Fudge Sunday. Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're besties. But I wish that we get a difference.
We are besties.
Silly little me. We're best buds.
That's even better.
The state of marijuana, 2017. More states are legalizing it, but it remains a Schedule 1 drug at the federal level. That's lame. The year 2016 may go down as a watershed for weed, wrote Time.com's Katie Steinmetz. Shortly after last November's election day, 9 states voted on marijuana-related measures, 4 involving medical marijuana and 5 including recreational use, and 8 of those measures passed. Hope they were good. The outcomes brought to 28 the number of states that have legalized medical pot. We will clap for that again. 28 states have legalized medical pot. Our nation's capital included. But the increasing movements toward decriminalization and legalization have not had an impact at the federal level. Weed remains a Schedule 1 drug because, as Mark Thompson wrote for Time.com, in August 2016, the federal government, quote, believes there's insufficient evidence to show that marijuana's known risks outweigh any specific benefits its use might offer. The Drug Enforcement Administration concluded that weed has no currently accepted medical use because its chemistry is not known and reproducible. There are no adequate safety studies. There are no adequate and well-controlled studies proving efficacy. The drug is not accepted by qualified experts, and the scientific evidence is not widely available. Quote.
That's dirty.
Robert Platform would say that's a flat-out lie.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, states' efforts to set up regulatory frameworks and issue licenses to cultivators and dispensaries are continuing apace. And there are signs of optimism on the part of investors and advocates. As Privateer Holdings CEO Brendan Kenny told Steinmetz, we're moving toward the end of prohibition. There you go. The end of prohibition. Where do we go from here? We just keep growing. Get it? We just keep growing.
So we do have, speaking of, we were talking terminology, but let's just let all the folks in Arizona know that if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you go to the certification section, and you can find out what medical conditions will qualify you for your card here. I was talking with a patient yesterday who was so, he was so grateful that we had this program, you know, because we're one of those 28 states. And I further went on to say that I was even more grateful because we're allowed to use or ingest or partake of any kind and any method in, as far as we can have concentrates, we can have edibles, we can have flour, we can vape, we can smoke, we can take capsules, we can dab, we can do hash. We can make all this stuff ourselves right in our own homes if you do it safely. Super easy to make edibles for yourself or your pet.
Well, and the machines that they have out there actually make it even easier that you just,
if
for
you
people
can invest,
that can just,
I mean,
go like
that,
right.
Like that.
Crock-pot works.
Oh, my gosh.
A percolator works.
A percolator works.
Percolator.
The Mad Hatter Coffee and Tea Company. I like it. Alice in Wonderland. And, you know, that's one thing that Dr. Lester Grinspoon and his best friend Carl Sagan used cannabis for was they called it an enhancement. And I love that because
it allows you to break
outside the box.
Break through that film that always
barrier.
Keeps you in.
Mm-hmm.
The stress, the anxiety, the fear.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, like, I'm talking about consciously moving to the next.
It helps you vacuum your house, too. But
it does help you vacuum your house and clean your toilet.
Oh, man. Yeah. It helps you do everything. It's just, let's do this. But, yeah, consciously, spiritually, it can take you to a different level. It can open your mind. Open your mind's eye. But it can take you to places you may have not otherwise have gone. I will say that. Gross birth, that's cute with a little plant. All right, so if you go back to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and then we'll get to some more fun legal landscape according to time. If you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease, or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, like epilepsy, persistent muscle spasms, like MS. And we've seen patients that have had Parkinson's be helped and other things like that.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. Even easier, check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. There are multiple places where you can just email us at thctucson@gmail.com. oh, my gosh. You know what? We're going to bust into my favorite song right now, because then after that, we're going to come back to some legal landscape. And this is fun because we're going to get really into this. There's this little, a really pretty picture of our United States. I like pictures. And you know what else I like?
What?
Puff. I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. Piss. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody out there all over the world. You know what's so fun? We say, and the world at large. And it really is. I told you I met the guy from Dubai. Oh, my God.
That's
we came
awesome.
Up to the booth. I was like, he's like, I listened to you from Dubai. I was like, you're the one. Oh, my Lord. You're the one. Well, it's interesting. We have listeners all over the planet. So I didn't, you know. But here's the story. Eighth grade, we got computers. Okay, it was like 1984. All right? We got computers in our class. And I remember this is how one of my best friends and I came up with the president. Of course, I'm the president. She's the vice president. But when the computer came out back then, we had to learn the actual language. So it was like C dot, and you had to like type all these things out. And then
the HTML code.
Oh, whatever that is. And if you were lucky, something popped up. You know, if you weren't.
You're like, how did I do that?
Oh, no. Mine was mostly like, oh, I can't do this. So we're going to go do something else. We're going to make up our own little world. So, I thought I was good at computers. I am so not. But one day I'm looking on the blog talk radio thing, and I see a map. I'm like, wow, what's that a map of? And it's a map of our show and where all the listeners are from. And there's listeners everywhere, India, Russia, China, all of Dubai. The Netherlands are always listening. Woo, Netherlands, happy end of your day. And guest one, number 130, we don't know who you are, but we love you. It shows one guest on. And then we go back and we look at our stats, and there were like 400 guests on, and we can never find out. Yeah, they're hidden. They're secret. I wonder if they know how to hide themselves out there somehow. Well, Time Magazine, if you're still listening with us, we're still reading that. And this is the Marijuana Goes Main Street edition. And we've got a little legal landscape here. This is super fun. This we told you right before it breaks. There's a picture of the United States. And, oh, my Lord, Nebraska has the most marijuana at rest at 443 marijuana at rest. I wonder what the time frame of that was, so we need to find that out. When? How many? Is that in a week or ever? This is a legal landscape. So they've got our map of the United States, and then they've got all the states written out, and then they've got them color-coded. And there's six different color codes. You get legalized for recreational, legalized for medicinal, decriminalized, legalization is pending. Illegal to drive if motorist is impaired by marijuana or test positive in THC. And this one is illegal to drive if motorist is impaired by marijuana. Which I thought that would be all the way around dark purple, but it isn't. So, but it color codes your little chart here, and it shows you, like, for Nevada example, if you look at that, we've got orange, legalized for recreational, legalized yellow for medicinal, green is decriminalized. We've got illegal, I've got a fuchsia, we'll go fuchsia, lavender. Illegal to drive if motorist is impaired by marijuana or if THC is found in the system. But it says it's not illegal to drive if marijuana is just, if the motorist is just impaired by marijuana. It's just weird to me.
What?
Illegal to drive if motorist is impaired by marijuana. It's not checked off here, so I guess that's okay. But the one above it says, so the one above it cancels that out. Let's look if there's one that, none of them aren't canceled out on that one. So. They tricked us. They should have just made this whole circle dark purple and not made me do some left brain.
That was good, though.
That was good. That was fun.
You were Nancy Drew in the hell out of that.
I did. I did Nancy Drew the hell out of that. The Hardy Boys?
Uh-huh. That was really good.
My brother said the Hardy Boys, so I got those books passed down.
Angela Lansbury would be so proud of you.
Oh, my God. Murder Kim Rose? Marijuana Kim figured out. Barrel figured out. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Growing acceptance. Today, more than half of Americans favor legalizing marijuana. 60% favor that. In 2016, and that rose to 2003, there was only 34%. And in 1973, I don't think they polled enough people, but they said only 16% were, yeah. How's your new tea? How's your lovely tea?
Oh, it's delicious.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. The Mandarin orange.
Ooh. Advocates for legalized pot tend to follow along political lines. So the independents, 70% Democrats, 67% the Republicans, or 42%. Okay. Oh, makes sense. Where's the Green Party? attraction. In 2015, 1.5 million drug arrests were made in the U.S. Proportion of drug arrests by substance abuse category is, and here we go. Oh, okay, that too. 7% for manufactured drugs or synthetic. 24% other non-narcotic drugs. 25% heroin or cocaine. And 43% crackdown on marijuana. Oh, that's why they don't want to make it legal. That's where they're getting all their money.
Just follow the money in. Ta-da! It appears on why they're doing it all.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Little green road. All right, I will go there. Yes, I will. I can't say that. We need the mayor.
The
much
Emerald
later.
City.
Yeah, it is. We need the mayor here. Mayor. Every 49 seconds, frequency of use of U.S. pot-related arrests. Every 49 seconds, someone is arrested for pot use. It used to be every 36 seconds, so I guess that's a little better.
They're getting faster, or we're getting slower.
Something. Oh, man. Something's happening. Colorado's model. In Colorado, marijuana possession charges dropped 80% between 2010 and 2014 when legalization took effect. And the state is collecting revenue from legal pot sales. Colorado's tax revenue from pot sales in 2016 was $200 million.
Where's that money going?
Schools.
The tax.
Healthcare system.
And they're doing really well up there in Colorado.
Apparently.
They just actually used some of that money over in one of the suburbs of Denver for some, like, rehousing of homeless people.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I don't know. Sure.
The state tax rate on medical marijuana is 3% in Colorado, and the state tax rate on recreational is 28%. Wow, which is, this is why a lot of people feel the medical programs are going to stay a while because they don't tax them like they do for recreational. Look at that jumping, 3 to 20%. And the number of residents of Colorado who legally use medical marijuana, 103,000. 103,000. That's 1.9% of the entire state population. Almost 2% of the population use. And that's just the first, you know, these are the statistics of the between 2010 and 2014. Imagine where it's at now in 2017. And geez, we're halfway through this year.
Right.
And 18 is going to be cray-cray as far as elections and all the marijuana issues are going to come raging forward. I love it. Unresolved issues. From equal justice to motor vehicle laws, lawmakers must address problems concerning marijuana policy.
Testing.
Communities of color are targeted. 4 times likelihood of blacks being arrested for pot possession compared with whites. Blacks and whites use pot at similar rates.
Privatized prison systems.
Public awareness about marijuana use and driving is limited. 1 in 3 people are unsure if using marijuana an hour before driving is risky. That's just called lack of education.
The whole war on drugs.
51% of people do not know whether their state has a legal limit for drivers' THC levels. That's because none of the states are clear what their limits are anyway. So they're unclear themselves. So how can they make it clear to their citizens when they don't even know what to test and not to test for?
Cannabis affects each person differently.
Yes, it does. So you can clap for that. But that's the truth.
We'll get into next week. We'll talk about how much you do and your...
Well, I was just going to say, I could take a 400-pound man down with a couple, you know, he could do
Bellstar
a little hit, and I could just keep ripping
the
bomb.
In the midst of a cannabis cup is scary.
Look, I want a vaporizer last night. And that was
the
vaporizer.
Fuck out.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Don't even put me on that cannabis bomb. I will play it like Kenny DJ from Captain Sun. Played the long snow for 47 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Circular breathing, folks. I'm not saying.
She didn't even eat lunch the day of cannabis camp. All she had was edibles.
Cannabis. That was it.
She had cannabis breakfast, cannabis snacks in between, cannabis lunch, cannabis snack in between lunch and dinner, and then had a dessert, I'm sure, somewhere in between there.
Oh, man. It was cray-cray. That cup was cray-cray.
Yeah, you keep on. I think we do need to plan that. We need to plan it soon.
Oh, They're coming up.
So much fun.
Yeah. You know what else is kind of fun? I found this article in the High Times that was really fun. The stupidest DEA slang terms for marijuana. Ready for this? Okay. So High Times, for reason best known to their very strange selves, the DEA recently declassified and released an intelligence report with hundreds of slang code terms related to just about every drug you can imagine. Most of the nicknames for marijuana are nothing less than wacky. Some harken back to our high school days, some back to our great-grandparents. But hey, what does one expect from an agency whose development is so arrested that it ranks weed as a dangerous drug with no medical benefits in the face of a growing evidence to the contrary? One has to wonder, though, how the DEA came up with these 250 insanely ridiculous terms for weed. Should we read some? Here
yeah.
we go. Some are just strain names. Most seem to have been pulled out of a hat, maybe. The Mad Hatter's hat, that is. All right. Here we go. Come on. Noochie Woochie Coochie. The list itself reveals the agency has lost its grasp on reality if it ever had one. Bamba La Chaka. Apart from the DEA's list, the word appears in a 2007 entry on Urban Dictionary. Bamba La Chaka. As well as a few other obscure places. Has anyone ever referred to pot as this? Bamba La Chaka. Have you heard that?
No.
I think I like that, though. No. Booty juice, which is defined by the Urban Dictionary as a medication given to psychiatric patients or, quote, the personal possession of having a good butt, quote. Okay, the latter makes a bit more sense, but still has nothing to do with cannabis. Good giggles. Maybe someone's term in high school, but the nickname only appears online in the context of giggle smoke and giggle weed, which could be related to joy smoke. Both terms aren't too far off the mark, but has anyone ever used them to refer to weed? Love nuggets. Okay, Buds are often called nugs, but we've never heard this variation. Then there's Creeper Bud, Crippy, Crying Weed, Dew, Dimba, Dinky Doe, Dirt Grass, Diz, Jamba, Doty, Dojo, Domestic, Donawana, Downtown Brown, Dragweed, Green Skunk, Granuda, Greta, Gardata, Gunja, Hairy Ones, Hawaiian, Hey, Hirba, Holy Grail, Hoochumo, Hydro, Indian Boy, Indian Hay, Jane, I've heard of Indian Hay. I have heard of Indian Hay. Jane, Jive, Jolly Green, Jonjum, Juan Valdez, and on and on. And the entire list is here. It says, read the list, weep or laugh, but then ask yourself, why are tax dollars paying for this inept government agency when we could be investing in serious MMJ research and saving lives? So let's just go to the list. You know, yeah. Yeah, but we're going to waste some government time. Are we wasting government time right now?
Are we on government time?
Are we wasting time right now?
No. Is government time like government cheese?
Does it come in blocks? Oh,
sounds,
man.
Sounds like an 8-hour day to me.
Oh, probably a lot longer than that.
12, 16.
Wow, here's some for cocaine, yeah. They call the 777. Crack cocaine are the 51s. Fentanyl is called the Apache. Heroin is the A-bomb. This is just, you know, or smack, or golden girl. Klonopin is the super value, or the K-pin. LSD is L-acid. Mother of God. Oh, there's a good one. Marijuana, here's the list. Holy list. Oh, here's a very short list for marijuana concentrates. You ready for this? This is it. This is so far what they have for a marijuana concentrate. 246, BHO, batter, butter spelled correctly, dabs, earwax, earl, spelled E-R-R-L, honey oil, sap, shatter, and wax. That's it. That's all they know. That's the DEA's extensive list of concentrates. But it goes on to say their 250-word list starts with, of course, 420. The DEA says that is definitely a lesion. And it goes on to, you know, gummy bears, joy smoke, love weed. I like that one. Oh, boy. Reefer, of course. Trees. They call it trees. That's cute. They call it the trees. What else do they call it? The cheese. They call it the dry high. Gangster, ganja. They call it the green Mercedes-Benz. Ooh. That's a new twist to that song. Anyway, there's some lists, and we're going to post it on our little blog there just, you know, just for some fun. Sometimes you guys need a little break from super serious stuff. So there you go. You can read about it. what else do you have for us this morning? Oh, there's some more groovy Time Magazine stuff we could read on. And we do have empathy to get to. What's our time? We always do this. Oh, my gosh. It's 8:48. We always get all excited and run out of time. But we're not. We still got a little bit of time for empathy.
Belle and I were just talking just on how
your cannabis knowledge.
Yeah, your cannabis knowledge just in general. I do have a pot quiz, and this is pretty nice.
What does it say up at the top? Dude, something about dude. Pot quiz. Test your marijuana knowledge, dude. All right, let's test it.
All right, what's the scientific name for marijuana?
Okay,
we've got cannabis tincture, cannabis stevia.
Stevia?
And cannabis sativa.
Oh, stevia. Stevia. Like the herb stevia. We're going to go cannabis sativa.
All right.
Next question.
All right.
We got that one right. All right.
Roughly, how many chemicals occur naturally in marijuana?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay. 440 or 400? I'm going to say 400.
I'm going to go with you with that.
Go big or go home.
Incorrect.
Wow. They're going to say 40, but that's
didn't tell us.
Oh, that's weird.
Maybe
it's going
to tell us at the end.
We're going to say 40. We'll do
it. Because it can't be 4. All
right.
Which of these things does marijuana do?
Okay.
Increase pressure within the eyes and makes everything hilarious. Mm-hmm. Relieves pain and combats nausea. Mm-hmm. Stimulates appetite and sharpens the mind. Which of these things does marijuana do?
Can we say all of them?
I.
Would you put? Well,
or I put
release
pain.
Release pain and combat nausea, but
I think that would have been a trick question because I think any answer you would have picked would have been right.
I know we're gonna have to go back and find out again. Well, good job, you did that one. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Next question: which of these statements is true about hemp? The distinct variety of marijuana grown for industrial purposes. One, Puritans brought hemp with the New England with them to New England in 1645. Two, the U.S. Navy used hemp to make shoelaces during World War II. And three, Benjamin Franklin used hemp for the string in his famous kite experiment. Jeez, I'm going to say all three again.
I know.
But they're probably going to do the World War II thing, yeah.
Incorrect. Maybe it's the date.
The Puritans brought it. Okay, we knew that, though. But maybe
it was the first in order?
No, it was World War II, because the government required all the military to grow it.
Use him for
But maybe they didn't make shoelaces.
They try to catch you with that.
I bet they made shoelaces. Uh-huh. Come on, give me a break.
Which of these things...
Nature provides.
Which of these claims...
is true.
...is true?
Okay, smoking marijuana suppresses the immune system. Smoking marijuana eases feelings of nausea induced by chemotherapy. Smoking marijuana causes cancer. We're going to go with the eases feelings of nausea. Correct. Next question. Here's a toughie. The chemical in marijuana responsible for most of its mind-altering effects is THC. What does that stand for? Totally high cannabis, tetrahydrocannabis, or tetrahydrocannabinol, which is C. Yes, correct. Tetrahydrocannabinol. The THC in marijuana releases what chemical in the brain? Is it dopamine, chamomile, or dramamine?
I think it's chamomile. No, I'm just saying it's dopamine.
It makes you feel like chamomile. Correct, dopamine.
Some of them
make some of them, yeah, some do.
They might have a little chamomile in them. A little lanolin.
Yes, they might. Which of these methods triggers marijuana effects most quickly? Drinking it in tea, smoking it, eating it mixed with food. I'm going to say smoking. Correct, smoking it.
Right.
Marijuana can cause acute psychosis of temporary break with reality. Which of these groups is more likely to suffer that effect? New users, conservatives, or experienced users? Please say conservatives. It's going to be new users. New users is correct.
I think we probably would have gotten it right. Right,
yeah,
with conservatives.
Yeah. All right, 10. The brain's nucleus accumbens is involved in perceiving pleasure and reward as well as fear and addiction. And heavy pot smokers, what happened to these structures? They became smaller and less dense. They disappeared. Where'd they go? They became larger and more dense. The nucleus accumbens. Can't even say it. Became larger. Click it. Correct.
Woo-hoo!
You scored 80%.
8 out of 10.
Right on, man.
So the two that we got wrong were the 40, which was how many chemical compounds were found in cannabis, which
okay,
is 40.
Okay, start over. Let's go with that one.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they say. And what was the other one? Yeah, just fly through this stuff as you know. There it is.
Okay, 40.
Oh, see, that's weird. And we just put 40 and it said incorrect 400. So now we know we got 9 out of 10. Keep going. That's a weird thing. Okay, we got that one right. Stimulates appetite. Which of these statements is true? Oh, yeah. Puritans. We know that one.
Those were the two we got wrong.
All right. So we basically got the whole thing right.
We're winners.
And the green was happy.
You're welcome.
And
you guys calm it down enough.
All right. You guys are crazy. Oh, wow. I've got 15% of my computer and it's time for hempathy. Let's do this. All right.
We've already been talking about some serious stuff.
Let's see if the voice knows that. Piece of bacon. Scored on a little piece of bacon. Woo-hoo! Oh, that's a fun one. Like a cupful. Is this it? Oh, no. Next one. We did that one last week. Note. Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
You know, and we did talk about, we talked about this in one of the articles. The U.S. government is a big red section here. It's crazy. Note. The U.S. government classifies marijuana as a Schedule I drug because it supposedly meets the following criteria. For those that don't know this, it A, has no, the drug or other substance has a high potential for abuse, and B, the drug or other substance has no currently accepted medical use in the United States or treatment. And see, there's lack of accepted safety for use of the drug or other substance under medical supervision. No prescriptions may be written for Schedule 1 substances, and such substances are subject to production quotas by the DEA. That's just a little bit of information to the Schedule 1 people that didn't know about that. But it does say that scientific research shows differently. And this is that coming after talking about why would we shut down a federal compassionate candidate program. You've got a man in a wheelchair.
With two federal agents pointing a gun at him. He's on an oxygen tank and getting...
He's in his little jammy.
Yeah.
He's smoking a joint and probably shouldn't have a tank of some anything actually large.
Oh, sorry. He's not. It's
it's an IV fluid.
It's an IV fluid. So it says why.
He got hot mouth. He needed it.
It says why. The shutdown of federal compassionate cannabis program. The U.S. government's compassionate investigation new drug IND program began in 1978 in response to a lawsuit brought by glaucoma sufferer Robert Randall, who used the common law doctrine of necessity to defend himself against marijuana cultivation charges. The settlement in Randall versus U.S. became the legal basis for the government's IND program.
Wow.
Which had accepted about 30 patients when the president, George W. Bush, closed it in 1992 after AIDS patients began applying in numbers.
In large numbers.
So much for compassion, huh?
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly it. If you listen to Irvin Rosenfeld speak about his experience in that, he'll tell you all about that. And it was really working for the AIDS patients. Of course it was. In 2002, a review of medical literature by Franjo Rotenherman states that medical cannabis has established effects in the treatment of nausea, vomiting, premenstrual syndrome, unintentional weight loss, insomnia, lack of appetite, and other relatively well-confirmed effects were in the treatment of spasticity, painful conditions, especially neurogenic pain, movement disorders, asthma, and glaucoma. Cannabis-based drugs could prove useful in treating inflammatory bowel disease, migraines, fibromyalgia, and related conditions. As an antispasmodic, muscle relaxant, appetite stimulant, it relieves the symptoms of multiple sclerosis and lateral sclerosis, collagen-induced arthritis, asthma, atherosclerosis, bipolar disorder, colorectal cancer, depression, dystonia, epilepsy, digestive disease, gliomas, hepatitis C, Huntington's disease, leukemia. Oh, I didn't know about leukemia, of course. Skin tumors, methicillin resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, sorry, MRSA, Parkinson's disease, pruritus, PTSD, sickle cell disease, sleep apnea, anorexia nervosa, and Tourette's syndrome. Can cannabis cure cancer? A study by Complutense University of Madrid found the chemicals in marijuana promote the death of brain cancer cells by essentially helping them feed upon themselves in a process called autophagy. According to a 2007 study at the California Pacific Medical Center Research Institute, CBD may stop breast cancer from spreading throughout the body. Wow. Amen. Amen. There's research out there. They're still unafraid. You know, they're so afraid to just let it be known how awesome this plant is. But that's how you know.
We don't want it to get too popular.
I know. It's really too much of a trend because the government can't get on that trend wagon that fast. They got to find a way to get on there, and then they'll let us have it.
Right? Yeah. They can tax to be regulated.
That's right. Then they'll consider
it's a free for all.
Okay. So anyway, so good to have you back, Congressman.
It is good to be back.
Love when you're here.
Thanks for everybody for listening today.
Always. Awesome show.
Always
enjoyable.
Lots of knowledge. We always try to put out as much information as possible in the hour of time that Phil and I are here together for you guys.
We try and educate you as best you can. Get out there, educate yourself. Special thoughts to the bestie out there today. Love you so much. Remember,
be smart.
Be safe.
And educate.